bringing his legs and head.
Turtle?
Yeah. All right. Do you make any kind of distinction there? Whether it lives around the water or strictly on land or just turtle to turtle?
Mm-hmm.
What about a terrapin? Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. What about a cooter or a gopher?
Nothing.
Some kind of turtle. Okay. This little animal, some people use it for fish bait and other people eat them, maybe in gumbos or something like that. They look like little lobsters. Find in freshwater streams. Craw.
Crawfish?
Yeah. Is that what you say? Crawfish or crayfish? Or
I say crawfish.
Crawfish. All right. Some different kinds of insects. Sometimes outside at night, if you have street lights up and down the street, you might see a lot of insects flying around the light, or any kind of light for that matter. Do you have any idea what people would call those things? What kind of insects they are?
Moths.
Okay. You said moths. If you're talking about just one, you have one.
Moth.
All right. An insect that you sometimes see at night, blinking on and off.
Lightning bugs.
All right. And in this time of year, if you're sitting out on the front porch, you might be annoyed by these
mosquitoes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, they'll sting you, but they're not too bad. What about an insect that you'd really know it if you stung it?
A bee or a wasp.
Okay. Anything else? I mean, one that's got a really vicious sting might knock you down. These things make great big paper nests up in trees.
Hornets?
Sure, yeah. Or what about ones that build their nests in the ground and will swarm on you?
I don't know.
Okay, I think the Georgia Tech football team is called this the...
I don't even know.
Okay, the yellow...
Little yellow jackets?
Yeah, okay. And an insect that, if you're going fishing, that you might see around a pond. It's got a long, thin body and long wings, and sometimes it'll light on your fishing pole and you have to twitch them off.
Dragonfly?
Yeah. Heard those call anything else?
No.
Snake doctor, mosquito hawk, any of those? Okay. You mentioned a wasp a minute ago. What about these insects that have their nests on the side of your house look like they're made out of dirt or mud?
Dirt divers.
Yeah, do those things sting?
I don't know. I want to stay away from them.
Okay.
I know they can sting.
Huh. All right. Well, what about these insects that might burrow up under your skin and make your skin itch, raise welts?
Ant bites.
All right.
Fire ants.
What about red bugs or chiggers? Have you heard of that?
I've heard red bugs.
Red bugs. Okay. Tell me about some different types of snakes that you have around here.
I don't know.
Any, well, poisonous ones? You hear people getting bit by the kind that'll warn you, you know, if you're close to them.
A rattlesnake?
Yeah, sure. Have you ever heard of, just green snakes?
Yeah. Those are the ones that don't bite, aren't they?
Sure, yeah. Say that one.
Green snakes.
Mm-hmm. Black snakes.
Never heard.
Rat snakes. Garter snakes.
What?
Garter snakes.
Never heard of
them. I don't think they're poison. Moccasin?
Water moccasins.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. Copperhead?
Never heard of Copperhead.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sometimes when you're cleaning around the house, you might have to take care of, these aren't insects or anything, these things that they gather in the corners of your ceiling.
Spider webs.
Yeah. Now, is that the same thing that you might find outside, like between two bushes?
Yeah.
Spider web? Okay. You ever heard people call those things inside cobwebs?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.